Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 23rd of February, and another sunny morning on 22 degrees Celsius. Weather forecasts predict for today sunny to partly cloudy and not as warm, but pleasant, and mainly clear over the night. Temperatures from low of 22 to high of 32, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 9 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 13%. In studio we have Ashika and Aravind from Adi Shakti inviting us to the last weekend of remembering Vinapani Chawla month-long festival at Adi Shakti. Aravind, Ashika, good morning again.
Good morning.
For this year, that's the last announcement, I think, for the Remembering Vinapani Chawla Festival. Another last weekend ahead of us.
Yep.
How has it been so far?
Okay, everybody, we're heading for the last weekend of this year's edition of Remembering Vinapani, the Theatre and Performance Festival at Adi Shakti, its third edition, and it's been so gratifying. We've had great shows, phenomenal audience, a great atmosphere. In fact, for the very first time, we had to turn people away because there was absolutely no space. Mm. Sorry for the people, but it's great for the theatre. And the bottom line is, come early now.
Now we know, you have to come early, yeah?
Yeah.
Ashika, three performances ahead, yeah? Mm-hmm. The last ones.
Yeah. On Friday, we have a play. Yeah. By Asakta, which is a group from Pune, which is a very good group from Pune. They do very good work. And the play is called Main Hu Yusuf or Yeh Mera Bhai, which means I am Yusuf and this is my brother. Mm-hmm. And it is in Hindi, but there will be subtitles.
Subtitles?
Yes.
Subtitles
so
do
not
where?
Worry.
No, surtitles. Surtitles,
sorry.
Surtitles.
But
top
yeah,
of the screen.
You see it above the screen.
Laser
so we
show
with... Projector.
Okay,
so this play is about different relationships of love in at the time of war. So the background is of Palestinian refugees, basically.
Ouch.
Yeah, so this is a play that has won many awards, many theatre awards. There is a theatre award called Mahindra Excellence Theatre Awards,
Meta.
which is called Meta, and it's very well known in the theatre circuit. And this play this year won about 5 awards for direction, production, sound design, and several others.
So we can expect excellence.
So it's definitely a recommended play. And even this this particular group does a lot of good work. I've watched their earlier work, and I've really liked the craft that the actors have in this group. So definitely must watch. Even though you don't really understand the language, I'm sure you'll enjoy the play and you will have subtitles, so there's nothing to worry about.
Is it appropriate for the children?
It is appropriate for children, yes.
Okay. And then 2 music shows.
Then 2 music shows. On Saturday, we have a 3-member band called Raghuraman Rayo. Mm-hmm. This band will be playing jazz. And 2 of these members did come to Adi Shakti sometime last year. I can't remember when. I think it was in August. There'll be a drums player, who's called Karina Collis, and she was a phenomenal drum
Karina
player. Yes, she's coming back. So this is her band. And when she came, there was a guitarist. He's also back. He's Raghuraman. And there's another person who will be playing the bass. So also looking forward to this one. On Sunday, we have a band called Massive Vibe Live, which is a global band. Which is
Global meaning.
There's several musicians from different parts of the world, like Australia, UK, America, and several other places who've come together to do this global tour. Hmm. So they've gone to several places around, and they've been in India for the past few months. I think since November, if I'm not sure. November, I think. I'm not very sure. But yeah, they've been like coming from the north, and now they've reached Pondicherry, and they'll
It's collided with Vinapani. I remember Vinapani.
So, yeah, so incidentally, it worked out well for us.
What kind of music they play?
So, they play different kinds of music, being electronic, also jazz, some sort of world music. And they have a lot of different kinds of instruments. And I think they also sort of adapt music from the places that they go and perform in. So I think there might also be a few Indian artists who come in and to play some. So it's like a mix of everything. Basically, the theme of this band is be happy as you are, be as you are. So they sort of adapt what qualities each culture, what energies each culture cultures have, and they try and mix it up and make it one. That's their theme, basically.
It's not going to be a mashup, but it's going to be more fusion stuff, probably.
I'm thinking mostly fusion, but yeah, electronic fusion, etc., etc. And there are going to be a lot of visuals also.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of projections, a lot of visuals, a lot of special effects.
Like you're going to have laser show on top of
Let's
it?
Let's see.
Maybe.
Whoa.
So it's a big closing show for us.
And it's going to be outdoor, it's going to be good, rocky concert, it's going to be great fun.
1,000 people can come.
1,000 people can come. Hang on the trees, yeah.
1,000 people can come? Are you sure, Rani?
You'll put them in a swimming pool.
But we can have all the people who come. I mean, you don't have to turn anyone.
We don't have to turn anybody
because
away.
It's outdoors. Mm. So it's nice. We had our opening show outdoors, and now we have our closing show also outdoors. Mm. So it'll be good.
Out of the place, musical shows we saw, which was the most successful? Which was the one that it's stuck in your mind or in your heart?
I cannot talk about successful. I know what blew me out.
Yeah, I'm talking about personal.
One is Akshayambara, which was an adaptation. It was using the Yakshagana form of theatre. Mm-hmm. And it was in Kannada without surtitles. And I do not understand a word of Kannada. And it was phenomenal. Really moving experience. I liked Queen Size, which was very, very powerful and cutting. Mm-hmm. It was for adults because of the concerns, but it was really hot. What is?
There was C-sharp.
C-sharp, C-blunt.
Which was my personal favorite.
Yeah. One woman performing and the audience was absolutely enthralled. Okay. She's phenomenal.
And what was lovely was this time we got feedback from a lot of people saying, wow, Indian women performers, they come up and they do such great work. And that's when I thought we had a lot of Indian women solo performances. Not really solo, but... There was Sharanya who did the Akshayambara. Then there was Pallavi MD who did C-sharp. Then there was Sanjukta who did Rage and Beyond, the Kathak dancer. So...
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful, yeah.
No, and
it was nice to have not just one person come and say this to me, but a lot of people coming up and saying the same, this thing that...
But I think that came from the side of Indians, right?
No.
That was surprising.
These two German women in quiet said it to me day before yesterday when I went to put up posters. My God, all the performances were so strong on women. And I said, it's befitting because we've been founded by a very, very strong woman, Vinapani Chavla.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and the next year?
Next year. We take a bit of a rest, do our own shows around, and...
The thing is, when you're hosting festivals and everything, it's great, it's very demanding, but our performance suffers. We don't get time to practice. We are performers primarily.
So now the focus is on...
Yeah, because I remember I saw you only once on one show.
When? Ah, right. Yeah, that was not even with Adi Shakti, it was another...
But anyhow, it was in
Adyashakti.
Yeah. I saw you only once. I haven't
Purge.
Seen you
before. Yeah, Purge, one of the Purge shows. Yeah. So now, next month we go to Delhi and Jaipur, and then we go to Bombay and Bangalore. And so we have a whole line of shows. So now we'll be focusing on our work. And then next year we come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you around.
So make it or break it. And Diya's Kitchen. has been such a great hit. People are thronging for the food for the very first time. There's great eating at Adi Shakti. And that's not going to change.
Yeah, it's kind of dinner time shows, no? 7
Yeah.
So you cannot eat earlier and after you are hungry, right?
Yeah. So. Which is the reason why we had this, so that people can eat when they want to. Otherwise, they're usually left hungry after the show. And sometimes the shows are also long, so...
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Miriam.
On Monday, 27th of February at 4 p.m. at Vavishyate in Bharat Nivas, we are invited to a general meeting to discuss Varuna's proposed solar power plant in Oroville. Varuna and the Interim Town Development Council would like to invite us to hear an update on Varuna's plans for its proposed new solar power plant located within Oroville. The meeting will allow time for questions and discussions. On Tuesday, 28th at 7:30 a.m., Oroville International invites us to join in creating Oroville symbol in the international zone after the birthday bonfire at 7:30 a.m. They hope as many different nationalities as possible would join them in creating a universal image representing Oroville's aspiration for human unity. The symbol will be marked on the ground and made up of people holding hands or standing side by side. Individuals of all ages are invited to all fill it in. A drone will take our photo from above. If it comes out well, they would like to use this image as a part of their 50th anniversary celebration. The February is in the spirit of art for land, and it will culminate in auction on Saturday 25th at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. There will be second annual auction with Jesse as inspired auctioneers. Over 300 works are on display and being donated to benefit Oroville land by more than 60 artists from Oroville, Sri Aurobindo Ashram, from India and abroad. But within those events who are supporting the fundraising for Oroville lands, we still have tomorrow 24th African dance program with the dance workshop and the dance performance and Pan-African dance with music videos. And on 25th, in the morning with 10 a.m. to 12:30, discovering the grace of Odyssey dance workshop for all ages. And as we said, on 25th at 3, there will be auction art for land, and it would be followed by a Carnatic flute concert with Hindustani slide guitar and Mrindangam with Gordon Joel and Uma Paramali. Everything will be closed on 28th at 5 p.m. with Nadaka concert. All the proceedings are going towards the purchasing the missing plots of Oroville land in master plan. Otherwise, today at 8 p.m. in Kripa and Kalabumi, piano concert Encounters and Reflections by Hartmut von Liers, Impressionistic Jazz. Today at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, Bharat Nivas presents Samabhava Yuga Yuga, I'm Born from Age to Age, an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita, choreographed by Devasmita, Madhumita and group. At Solitude Farm tomorrow, 24th, we can listen to Zia and the Swing Mates. Today, within Oroville Conversations at 3:30 p.m. at Vavishyate in Bharat Nivas, Siru invites us to another Oroville conversation, and this time with Aryamani's experience on the bringing Sri Aurobindo on stage. On Friday 24th at 5 p.m. at Svedam in Well Cafe, we can listen to presentation of Professor Sedef Kumar about the vision of Kabir. At Brahmaswami Kshetran in Edainchavanadi, events are still going on within the Mother's Week, and today there would be a reading of the Mothers and Savitri, and tomorrow, 25th, will be Veena recital with Sundarya Sarafina. On 26th, reading of the Mother and Early Days of Oroville. And on 27th, mantra chanting led by Manoj. And on 28th, meditation with the Mother's Message. All these events start at 5:30 p.m. Today, if we miss in last week in Solitude Farm, we can listen again to Ilam Project at Svedam. At 9:30 p.m. Between 27 to 28, there will be 2 days of Vedic chantings in Bharat Nivas by 12 students of Sri TKV Desikachar, students and son of Sri Trikeshamacharya, and students who have trained by Vedic chanting from this school, Chennai, presented by senior teachers Srimati Jyotsma Narayan, Srimati Sarasvati Vasudevan. and on Monday 27 between 5 to 6 p.m. and on Tuesday between 7 to 8:30 a.m. At Cinema Bharat News, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Days of Heaven, directed by Terrence Malick and was made in USA in 1978. At Echo Film Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow about 7 p.m. they will screen The World's Smallest Girl, made in 2014 and directed by Paolo Woods. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen French drama biography Chocolate, made in France in 2016 and directed by Roche Dizem. On Saturday, international biography drama Hidden Figures, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Teodoro Melfi. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation The Book of Life, made in USA in 2014 and directed by Jorge R. Gutierrez. At Cine Club at 8 p.m. Hall Ashby Film Festival will be starting. Ashby is one of the most prolific and successful filmmakers of the 70s. So this Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see Harold and Maude, comedy romance, made in USA in 1971 and of course directed by Hall Ashby. From The Words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "Be quiet and offer yourself calmly and confidently. All that happens is always the effect of the Supreme's will. Human action can be occasion, but never the cause." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.